Welcome back to Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Nick Foles, who joins me in studio here. Nick, what was it like walking back into the building for the first time in a couple years?
Pretty surreal and pretty emotional. Just walking through the hallways, it feels like I never left. But at the same time, you know, 2 years has passed, so it's been pretty crazy. But it's been a great day being back in Philadelphia and being in the hallway.
Did you think kind of on the way here what it would be like? Did it live up to your expectations? A lot of new faces, and yet there are some familiar faces here.
Yeah, you being one of them. Yeah, I mean, since my wife and I decided to come back, we've just been talking about all the people, looking at the roster, and just talking about what it'd be like to be back here in the city that we love, going in this building and seeing the people that we're here with and meeting new people, what the journey would be like, and we've been excited about that.
Nick, what is different about you now from a football standpoint than 2014?
I'd say the big thing over the last 2 years is just continuing to gain wisdom, going to St. Louis for that season and then being in Kansas City with Coach Reed last year. You learn a lot in life when you have to move from place to place and develop new relationships and move your family, find a new home, and do all those things. It's not easy, but you grow together. You grow as an individual, as a family, and then just as a team, you get to learn so many different things from different coaches. So I'd say, if anything, just maturity and wisdom.
2014, the first business day of that year, the big trade, you go to St. Louis, Sam Bradford comes here. We were all shocked. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I remember the day, I remember the moment. It'll always be ingrained in my mind. I was always planning on staying in Philly. I was excited about what the future is holding. And when I was told that, definitely surprised. But, looking back, I wouldn't change a thing because of everything I've learned, the relationships that have grown throughout it all. I'm thankful, but at the same time, I'm excited to have an opportunity to be back in Philadelphia.
What exactly happened that day? Where were you? Who called you? What was the language? What are your recollections of that?
I mean, I was at the gym. I was actually working out. And, I talked to Chip on the phone, and we were just talking about the offseason. And he informed me what had happened, and I appreciated the phone call and letting me know. And then, the next thing you do is you head out to the team that you were just traded to literally as soon as they can book a flight. And that journey starts. So it happens really fast before emotions can even settle. So it's pretty crazy.
You use the word journey. So I'd like you to kind of explain what these last two seasons have been like.
I mean, it's been going to St. Louis. There's a lot, developing those relationships. There was great times. There was tough times. And ultimately, it didn't work out. But at the same time, like I said before, there was relationships that will last a lifetime that we developed there. And a lot of great moments. And then I had an opportunity to go to Kansas City to be back with Andy Reid, who I think the world of. I think the world of Kansas City, the organization, the city, everything about it I loved. And, just the opportunity to be back with him and learn under him, be with Alex Smith, who's a great veteran, great quarterback, and then Tyler Bray, just in that quarterback room, was just another opportunity to learn from a veteran and a great coaching staff. So it was a different role for me, being a backup in the NFL. I hadn't really been a backup since I was a rookie, and you learn a lot throughout that process, and being there with Alex just continues to equip me to be a better player.
Did you have to learn or maybe relearn the idea of being patient as a backup?
Yeah, absolutely, because we all want to be out there and play. We want to be out there in the huddle, the ones calling the shot, and you have to learn to be patient, and you have to learn to take a different role. And the different role is going to be behind the scenes. You're going to be helping the starter prepare. You're going to, study the film and give the starter all the information you can to help him be successful. And then at the same time, while you're at practice, you're going to help the defense with the scout team. You want to give them the best look possible to help them be successful. So it's a different role, but it's a role I took with great pride every single day.
The Eagles really thought highly of you watching you last year in Kansas City in those two games, those two victories. In the system, Nick, did you just feel, not that St. Louis was the wrong system, but did you just feel more like that was your kind of system in Kansas City?
Yeah, Andy Reid, Coach Reid knows me really well, and just being around there and learning that offense, it was quite different than when I was a rookie. So there was a learning curve, but I felt really comfortable in it. And when I got to play, we were able to, you know, be successful as a team. Fortunately, we had a, you know, they had a great defense and special teams, just a great team camaraderie that allowed us to win a lot of games.
Did you feel that Kansas City really kind of rejuvenated your career or your skill set or your confidence or just all of that?
Absolutely. I think going into an atmosphere like that with Coach Reid and that staff and those players absolutely rejuvenated me and just continued to allow me to grow and just enjoy the game of football.
Is what Doug runs here, as far as you know, exactly the same as what Andy ran in Kansas City?
Very similar. Very similar. You know, there is carryover. Coach Pearson does different things, but at the same time, it's very similar. It's from the same family. You have coaches here that are from different backgrounds as well that are going to bring their knowledge of the game into it and intertwine it and add new little wrinkles here and there. But that's going to help me with the learning curve is coming in here, hearing the same verbiage. The hardest thing when you go to a new offense would be a similar play, but a totally different language. And that's what's so hard is understanding the language. But here it's very similar.
Okay. Carson Wentz is the starter, second year in the league. Terrific 2016 season. Do you know Carson? What do you know about him as a person? Have you had contact with him?
Yes. As soon as I signed here, agreed on the deal, reached out to him. We were able to go back and forth messaging, and I've heard nothing but great things about him. Watching him on film, he's an outstanding player, and you know, I'm excited to be here and just help him along in any way possible. I'm excited. I'm excited to meet him in person and just watch him throw in person.
Nick, 2013, it was 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, co-MVP of the Pro Bowl. Did you, as you look back, a different perspective on the game of football? Things can change very quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like life. Sometimes you're going to be, you know, on a high, and sometimes things are going to happen that, you know, bring you down. But at the same time, it goes back to maturity and wisdom. That's what I've learned these last couple of years, and that's what I'll carry into this team, and that's what, you know, I want to continue to help it. Now I'm going on year 6, which is crazy. Last time I was here is my 3rd year. So it's pretty crazy, but I'm fortunate to be here, fortunate to still be playing and excited about it.
So what do you do next? Do you move back to Philly? Still got your old place?
Yeah, I got to find a place.
Yeah.
To live.
I mean, really, for the fans who don't understand, you have to kind of uproot everything and bring the family here.
Yeah. I mean, we have a baby due in June. So yeah, that's the top priority right now is making sure mom was okay. And, we've got to find a place to live, and I'll settle all that during the off season out here. And that way, when the baby's born and she moves out here, we'll be ready to roll.
What are you hearing from those with whom you played previously about what's happening on this football team, the locker room, the enthusiasm, the energy?
A lot of excitement. I was able to, you know, run into a few guys here today, and you can see there's a lot of optimism, and there should be. I mean, I've watched most of the games on film last year, and it's a great team all around. Every side of the ball, very talented, well-coached, so... we just got to continue to excel, continue to make each other better, and they have the right leadership in place here to do so. So just glad I'm a part of it.
We're excited to have you back and wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nick Foles back in town with us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.